As far as updating what's new since last year, I guess I'm still relatively new. I've been with SOA for about a year and change. It's been a very exciting year, certainly a lot of transition. One of the changes this year was that Tom Walston, who'd been the general counsel and the deputy chief with SOA for about 20 years, retired. And we were very sorry to see him go and very grateful for his service. So that was definitely a change. Also, since last year, SOA has rounded the curve of being completely implemented with respect to sunset. SOA went through sunset last round, and our sunset bill was passed in the 2015 legislature, and we've now reached the point of full implementation. Also, since last year, I believe during the seminar last year, our rules were still in progress. There were some amendments to our procedural rules for both ALR cases and also general docket cases. Those went into effect in January, so I'm assuming everyone is familiar with them. They are on our website, but are still relatively recent. With respect to the session, it was a relatively quiet session for us in that we did not receive or lose any areas of work. There were one slight expansion would be the balance billing mediation cases that we facilitate with the Department of Insurance. The scope of those were expanded in a couple of different bills. Also of great interest to Judge Scheitzman, the 2260 cases that we handle, the contract claims cases against the state, that statute was amended to allow for us to award attorney's fees in those cases. So that will be a departure from the substantive law in those cases in the past. Two other things that I would just mention as a heads up, and then I will turn it over to Cindy and Gary. First, I would encourage everyone to please check SOA's website for those of you who deal with SOA on a regular basis.